Earlier this year, I think it was, to be precise, 26th of January, one Sunday morning when I went out in the early stages of my walking to recovery after a stroke, I bumped into a man who, it turned out after 5 minutes chatting, or less even, that he had had a stroke 10 years before. The morning I actually wrote about it in a note, how motivational, how inspirational, how helpful it was to me at a time on a dark winter's morning, walking on your own, encouraged me to keep going. And for many hours after that casual meeting, when this man was doing what I loved doing, which was, selfishly enough, running early in the morning, because it used to give me my spiritual release and the endorphins and everything, made me feel good, which after the stroke, as a result of the stroke, was lost, made me kind of envious of this man. And in effect, I was trying to avoid him in my walk because I didn't want to be reminded of what was lost and what was before and having to deal with the here and now. Anyway, having passed him, greeted him, chatted to him, moved on. We both went our separate ways. I walked into a Smurfit Business School, which was a safe place for me to walk in those days. And he was going to run all the way to Tollbridge and back home to out to Cabinteely and do about 20K. So it gave me time to reflect. And after, as I say, a few hours, a few days, It was such a positive thing for me in terms of setting myself my own goal, listening to how well he'd recovered, how well he'd done his bit to get through what happened to him, albeit he was younger. And ever since, I was kind of trying to contact him in my own way, through email, Google. I nearly called the Joe Duffy Show because all I had was the man's name. But in the end, I thought I had it. I wrote to a few people with a similar name. Nobody ever came back to me. So God knows who I was contacting. And I kind of came to terms with it. I felt aggrieved about myself that I hadn't really joined the dots and showed my appreciation or let him know how much it affected me. Because in many of these situations, the motivation is like, it's not quite past the parcel, but the people who have suffered a brain injury or stroke tend to pass on their learnings and motivations, what got them through it. And there's kind of a selfless giving of people who come behind you, or you meet in hospital who are in with stroke just after you, and so on, or in life, as people have helped me who are, you could say, ahead is the wrong term, but have suffered or gone through this experience ahead of you, and they pass on the benefit of what they've learned to do, how they've managed to deal with it and come to terms with the new situation they're in, and somehow not leave the past behind, but understand that what was isn't anymore. In the end, it was something that was like the washing hanging out to dry. I never brought it in. It was still an issue in my mind. And last Sunday, on a beautiful November morning, sunny, unnaturally warm or unseasonally pleasant, I decided for a few days, last few days, to try Killiney Hill to do climbing instead of walking. So you'd be using the equivalent of floors to get different muscle groups working. Anyway, at one stage I walked up the side of Killiney Hill, but the sun was in my eyes and I was just focused on getting my steps right so I wouldn't fall flat on my face or embarrass myself. And then when you get to the top, there's a kind of an obelisk. You look out to the sea, and then you come down another steep hill, which is not steps. It's just a paved or tarmac kind of roadway, and you come back towards the car park after you pass the coffee shop. Well, coming to the car park, I saw a man walking towards me with walking well, but I saw one leg was slightly thinner than the other. And I looked at him and he had a familiar look, although his wild grey hair was shaved back. We passed each other, and in a split second of passing each other, he had turned to say something to me, and I was about to say something to him. And as soon as he called out, I said, "Is that you, Mick?" And it was indeed. So the adventure of looking for Mr. Bulger was ended last Sunday when Mick Bulger and I ran into each other in Killiney Hill and joined the dots. And hopefully, I was able to express my sincerest gratitude for the help he gave me and getting me focused on getting well. Anyway, we'll see what happens next. Will we ever run together again as he tries to encourage me? We'll see. But for the moment, it's still onwards and upwards, but it was great to meet Mick, and thanks again.